Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday, the 5th of February. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we focus on Paul's encouragement to give generously. The Bible passage we're looking at this week is 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verses 6 to 10. Remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your heart how much to give. And don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully. And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. As the scriptures say, they share freely and give generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, He will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. As Christians, we have a calling to live a life of generosity, reflecting the character of our Heavenly Father. Paul instructs us in these verses to give generously and assures us that we will receive blessings for our actions. So let's delve into these verses and explore how we can apply this principle in our lives today. Paul believes that the amount you sow directly affects the amount you will receive. If you sow a small amount, you will only receive a small amount in return. However, if you sow a large amount, you can expect to receive a larger amount in return. This principle holds true not only in farming, but also in our spiritual lives. When we give generously, whether it be our time, talents, or resources, we can expect to receive abundant blessings from God. Paul goes on to continue to emphasize the attitude with which we should give. He says, "You must each decide in your heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully." We should give not out of obligation or guilt, but out of a joyful heart that desires to bless others. Paul assures us that when we give generously, God will provide abundantly for all our needs. According to him, God has the ability to bless you abundantly. This means that you will have all the things you require and will be able to consistently do good deeds. When we give to God, he promises to take care of us and to help us bless others. Paul reminds us that our generosity serves a greater purpose. He says you'll have more in every way, and this will allow you to give to others whenever needed, and your giving will make people thank God. Our giving not only meets the needs of others, but also brings glory and gratitude to God. Today, let us reflect on our own giving habits. Are we sowing sparingly or generously? Let Paul's words encourage us, and let us strive to live a life of generous giving. Let us be eager to sow generously, trusting in God's promise of abundant blessings. When we give with a cheerful heart, we not only bless others, but also bring honour and thanksgiving to our Heavenly Father. Remember, we do need to remind ourselves of God's ways at times, and Paul's encouragement reminds us to live generously and to reflect our Heavenly Father's character. As you focus on these thoughts today and reflect on them, this question may help you. How can you cultivate a spirit of generosity in your life and bless others? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, as we think about trusting in God's generosity as a way of overcoming any financial worries we may have.
Thank you. If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.